Hello, you're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto. On the first weekend of March, Met Radio held our third ever 24-hour radio challenge. From March 2nd to 3rd, participants had 24 hours to produce a piece of radio inspired by this year's theme, Down the Rabbit Hole. Armed with nothing but their wits, creativity, and handheld Zoom microphones, this year's challenge producers rose to the occasion in a big way. The resulting pieces are sound rich, funny, moving, existential, informative, weird, and wild. We got so many great submissions, we decided we couldn't not share them all with you. So here's a roundup of a few of the pieces that we loved from this year's challenge. First up, let's travel down the Reddit rabbit hole with Team Radioheads with a Z and their piece r/rabbits.
Reddit, am I the asshole for causing the death of my ex-boyfriend's rabbit? Let me explain. My ex, 23 male, and I, 20 female, had been seeing each other for 6 months. His rabbit, Angus, had always been the center of his attention. For a long time, I didn't mind that he would miss dates to take Angus on walks, or that he forgot my birthday because Angus had a health scare from drinking too much Mountain Dew. I accepted it because I accepted him. I even found his love for Angus cute. Now, I'm so racked with guilt that I can hardly sleep at night. Last Saturday, I got a call from my ex at 4 a.m. saying that we were over. I had no idea why he would have cut things off so suddenly until I found out that Angus had eaten my birth control off of the counter and exploded. Was I really the one at fault for Angus's death? Angus should never have had access to my pills, let alone be allowed on the counter so late at night. I think that by the end, my ex had given Angus far too much freedom. I know he loved him, but Angus could not have known any better. Bunny lovers of Reddit, is rapid gentle parenting a frequent problem? It's hard to separate the facts of the situation from the pain that I feel. Last night, I had a dream. I was wandering through my ex's apartment, but everything felt wrong.
Well, hello, Alice.
Angus, you're alive? But how?
Oh, Alice, I always come back.
But why?
I came to take back what's mine!
Angus? Angus? What are you doing? Help! Help! Angus! I think that my subconscious is telling me that I really deserve to get eaten by Angus in my dreams. He was a good rabbit, and I really didn't mean to make him explode. Please, help me figure this out, Reddit. You're my last hope.
Salutations, my bunny-loving gentle carrots.
Salutations!
All right, carrot lover. That's enough. There is no time for silliness on a day like today. A horrible, terrible, despicable, disgusting, horrendous day like today. Now, do you know why I've called you two into the cute lolly carrots only voice chat?
No, sir! But whatever it is, we are at your service.
Good. Well, as you all know, this voice chat is reserved for only the most private of chatting, the most serious of situations, the most silly kind of karaoke-ing. But there will be no karaoke-ing today. No. No. Far from it.
Well, what is it, boss? Must be serious, whatever it is.
Oh, you have no idea, honey buns. Oh. No idea.
Come on, just tell
us. Okay. You've backed me into a corner. I'll tell you. We gotta go kick some bunny killing, girlfriend neglecting, stupid name having butt.
What do you mean, sir?
Have you all seen the Reddit post I sent to the Bunnies Are Cool and Cute channel?
Yes, sir. The Alice girl, correct? The rabbit killer?
That's the one.
The one who fed her boyfriend's rabid birth control and made it explode into a blob of gelatinous goo?
Whoa! Hey now, too far, carrot lover. Please, have some respect for the dead. But yes.
I think his mom turned off the Wi-Fi
again. God damn it, Janet!
That wench. That woman does not respect the hours and hours of labor we've put into the Bunny Boop Uwu server.
No, she does not, sir!
Anyways, we are going to find that rabbit killer, and they are going to rue the day. Do you hear me? Rue!
Okay,
carrot lover, we get it. We ride at dawn.
Welcome to Tim Hortons. What can I get for you today?
Good sir, I will have a carrot muffin.
One carrot muffin?
No, all? Don't interrupt me, kid. I'm not done.
Sir?
Have you happened to notice my friends behind me, sir?
Would they like
something? Oh, we would like justice. Kyle? May I call you Kyle? Does this Tim Hortons serve justice?
Sir, we sell coffee and...
Are you familiar with an Alice Carroll?
Careful, honey buns. We don't want to...
Who? What? Who are you people?
We're your worst nightmare.
Kyle, can you please ask your friends to leave? Oh, hi, David. Mom, stop. You're embarrassing me.
They're not my friends. How do you know that name?
You underestimate the power of bunny loving.
What do you mean by that?
We mean that we stand for those who cannot stand for themselves.
We stand for those who only hop. We meet on Discord chats nightly. We love our rabbits and play cop on Reddit and on the VC. For we are Bunny Boop Hoo-Hoo.
You maniacs! You torment me. Angus was my best friend.
Friends don't leave other friends to explode on kitchen counters.
And make their girlfriends feel bad for it.
You don't know my life. You don't know Angus. You know nothing about who he was, what he wanted.
My
you rabbit gentle parents.
Was a rabbit.
Justice, I know rabbit care.
All right, you sickos. In the rabbit ear fedoras. Buy something, or beat it.
Is that all, sir?
That will be all. But you never forget this. And if Bunny Boop Uwu server ever catches wind of you again, you'll see what you see.
Yeah.
My carrot muffin, please.
How would you like to pay?
Yeah, oh, I have a gift card, actually.
That was r/rabbits by Team Radioheads, reminding us to never cross the internet's rabbit community. Next up, all the way from Nova Scotia, Team Seaside ventures deep into the spookiest rabbit hole of all, our own brains. This is Dead End Decisions.
Another night at the office. I might die in this place. Talk about a dead-end job. When's the last time you've even checked out a book? The page has turned on my life. I need to spoil the ending, but life isn't a fairy tale. I could pick up any one of these books and be anything. The moment I look up, I'm back where I started. I was gonna be an author. But instead, I'm cleaning up the parts they don't print. Ugh. dead-end decisions. Just like what led me here.
Somebody there?
What are you worried about? Even the pages preach contempt. What are you worried about? I know something you do. There's no space for this. Where did this even come from?
Over here. I'll tell you something over here.
Whose voices are these? Enough!
This is to see you tomorrow. And the next day, you
thought you were somebody. Chapter 6. Taking yourself out. Life is just a collection of moments. Often we forget, and one day bleeds into the next without a pause. Remember to take this pause and find peace between the noise in your head.
If ever you need a moment of clarity, a break from the chatter, or a pause from the rabbit hole of your mind, practice these simple steps. Become aware of your breathing, for we can't control anything, if not even our own breath. Focus on the inner moment, because the inner moment is all that exists.
That was Dead End Decisions by Team Seaside. A huge shout out to them for joining the challenge all the way from Eastern Passage, Nova Scotia. If you ever find yourself there, make sure to tune into Seaside FM. You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM, where we're playing entries from this year's 24-hour radio challenge. This year's theme was Down the Rabbit Hole, and this next piece, produced by Jin Kwa, is called Coney Forest.
Wow, is leaving open holes all around this place even safe? Oh, hello there. I see you ended up down here too. This must be your first time at Coney Forest. This place is probably a lot different than what you're used to. And I can see this is your first time falling down one of the giant rabbit holes. These rabbits are a lot different than the average rabbit. I'd say they're more like dinosaurs. Well, I guess we need to figure out a way to climb our way out of here. It's a good thing we didn't fall too far down. Welcome to Coney Forest. So this is your first time here. Well, it's a good thing that giant leaf cushioned your fall. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. As you can see, everything here is a lot bigger than anywhere else, due to the climate being a lot warmer with massive CO2 levels. But for some odd reason, the rabbits seem to be even bigger than everything else. We should be careful as to not accidentally walk into another rabbit hole again. Well, let's see if we can get you out of here and back home without being eaten by one of the giant rabbits. Now that I think about it, they sound terrifying for just rabbits, don't they? Oh, watch out! Okay, considering that tree almost took you out, you should probably stick around with me. Oh, also, I wouldn't eat those if I were you. I know I told you it was for some odd reason that the rabbits are a lot bigger than everything else, but I do know the reason. Rackberries. Anyone who eats rackberries ends up being turned into a giant. Legend tells us eating those berries comes with great repercussions, though. But to be fair, the rabbits seem to be the only ones who even like to eat them. Maybe that's what changes their appearances so drastically. Okay, now look. All we need to do is get across that wall and past those three massive trees. If we can manage to sneak over there without the rabbits spotting us, you'll be free. Well, yeah, I'm not exactly sure how we'll get over the wall yet. Perhaps there's something we can use to help us climb our way up. Okay, you need to start thinking logically. There's no way you're going to be able to jump over that wall. Look at it. Unless you ate the berries, but I wouldn't recommend doing that as I highly doubt they will let you back in your home, looking like however you turn out. Wait, no, watch out, you're going to fall in the...
Rob, are you okay? You tripped on the rabbit hole and hit your head.
That was so weird. I was having this weird dream where I fell out of a plane and ended up in a giant rabbit hole in this place called Coney Forest, and everything was huge, and we ended up getting chased by a giant rabbit, and for some reason I could only talk in my head and...
Oh hey, you finally woke up! The rush of air while you're free-falling can sometimes lead you to going faint. You accidentally fell down the rabbit hole again, so I decided to join you. Hopefully we don't hit the ground too hard this time. Don't scream so loud, you'll be fine. With a little bit of determination and hard work, we'll get out of this place in no time. They don't call me the leader of Coney Forest for nothing. I am invincible. Nothing will ever stop me from completing my goals, no matter how far away from them I fall. Oh no, we've been falling for a while now, haven't we? This one's gonna hurt. Ow! Is leaving open holes all around this place even safe? Oh, hello there.
That was Coney Forest by Jinqua. The final radio challenge piece we're sharing with you today offers a personal take on the theme Down the Rabbit Hole, as producer Ostensia relates it to their experience as a person with OCD. This is The White Bear.
It begins with a question. How deep do you want to go? How much do you really want to know? How much is safe for you to know? Can each of your actions be pre-planned, cascading like an array of dominoes? A controlled destruction? Obsessive. Compulsive. Disordered. Does it mean that your bookshelf must be straight? That your steps must be counted? For some, sure. My hands dry out in the winter, which isn't helped by the hand washing. I feel short and sweet relief from the pathogens of the city, once, twice, until the skin cracks. For a moment, I think, in a perfect world, all the people around me would have thought bubbles floating above their heads so I'd know exactly what they thought of me. But then the thought is ambushed. It's only fair, my brain chirps up. It's only fair then if the world should see your every thought too. Maybe they already do. But I don't want this. I know I don't want this. I shake my head like an etch-a-sketch to purge it of the idea. Think about anything right now, except a white bear. Don't think about a white bear. You're thinking about it, aren't you? His beady eyes are blinking at you in the white printer paper expanse of your so-called empty mind. He wants to tell you something. He says he thinks this means that your destiny must lie in white bear detection and you should give up this whole media school thing and go to Antarctica to scout out white bears, because it's clear that you're both good at thinking about white bears and bad at doing what you're told. So the world may be safe from you if you stick to an underpopulated continent. Hey, whoa! That is not a very nice thing to say, Mr. White Bear. Mr. White Bear, you were an invention by Daniel Wegener in 1987. You're a psychological experiment. It's almost impossible not to think of the white bear when you're asked not to. For most, it leaves no lasting impression, its tracks quickly covered by the fresh fallen snow of more important thoughts. But OCD enforces analysis. The bear must be studied. We must know exactly why it came and why it won't leave. And of course, how this reflects poorly on us. And of course, the eyes that blink back at you are often not a bear's. They are your own, and they glare. Your soap opera evil twin that loads Chekhov's gun and slips it in your purse as you enter airport security. The author of the fan fiction of your dreams, insisting sinister and mystical symbolism behind what is in essence your brain's screensaver. An inverse vision board. We follow our mind's nonsensical rituals to ease the idea, which is just as nonsensical, that the white bears in our mind will come to life and terrorize the city. Mr. White Bear, it's not your fault that you're so frightening. The first step in freeing yourself from intrusive thoughts is to acknowledge their silliness and unimportance. You tell your mind, sure, These eggs I made for myself are covered in flies and not pepper. But these flies are delicious, and I'm going to keep eating them. So there. And you may find the thought has passed, and passed a lot faster than checking each fleck of pepper for movement. And if it all does come true, worrying about it only means you've suffered twice. The first law of holes says that when you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. I say you should pause for a moment to admire the depth and complexity of your hole, and then begin searching for rabbits to befriend. You may find yourself ascending to the surface once you stop looking up in fear.
That was The White Bear by Ostensia. And that concludes today's roundup of 24-hour radio challenge submissions. I really hope you enjoyed. If you want to hear the top three challenge-winning pieces, you can find a full playlist on the Met Radio SoundCloud account and our website, metradio.ca. We'll also be playing them a few times throughout the week on air, so be sure to keep the dial tuned to Met Radio 1280 AM in Toronto. Thank you all so much.
A huge thank you to everyone who supported this year's 24-hour radio challenge and donated prizes. Long McQuaid, Hindenburg, Woman from Space Festival, and Good Tape Magazine.